Yo.
Yo.
Yeah, what you doing, driving?
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, that's probably the fan you hear. Let me turn that bitch off. Hold on.
The sun going all the time.
Better?
Yeah.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones, that's Two Gun, and we are the Troublemakers.
Yeah.
Hey.
Do you realize you have a podcast voice?
No, I'm literally laying down, so.
Nah, but you have a different voice for the podcast.
Oh, I know that. Oh, that's something that I've been knowing.
Your announcer voice.
And I think it's because, I don't know, I feel a certain way with the microphone sitting where it sits.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, I don't know, it's just weird.
I have to try to make my voice sound more thunderstormish.
That's not cool.
Midnight thunderstorm with Digga Jones. Bitches, pull out your titties, rub your nipples.
Or what's that shit that Tim Meadows did on Saturday Night Live, The Ladies Man?
What do you know?
He was just like,
oh yeah, The Ladies Man.
Yeah. What he said? Ooh, sounds like a lady.
Fucking Saturday Night Live made a whole bunch of movies based on skits, and none of the movies was like successful.
What was that movie? Like, Superstar was one.
Superstar?
Night at the Roxbury.
The Ladies Man.
Ladies Man. It's
Coneheads.
Coneheads. Coneheads was a successful movie, believe it or not.
That was the only one, because it had a main actor that came back.
Dan Aykroyd, yeah.
Yeah. What's the other one? Corky Romano.
I hated that movie. What else?
One more.
I already said it to Pat.
It's that girl didn't have one.
Oh, I said that Superstar.
Yeah. It was still one more. Was the Blues Brothers Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
See, that was my shit though. But the second one was a flop.
It's funny because the second one was a flop, but I love that movie.
Man, that was my shit. I remember the first time when I saw them, when they did the chase scene and they was flipping all those Crown Vicks.
Oh, yeah, in the original movie.
No. In the second one.
Because remember, in the original movie, they were running through the mall and shit, remember?
Yeah, no. The second one, they flipped like 200 Crown Vicks. It was the sheriff's and the police department. You don't remember that?
Like I said, I have the DVD, I have the VHS. It's been almost 10 years since I seen
it. That was the best part of that movie.
I remember
MacGruber. That was the other one.
I remember the Aretha Franklin church scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I, the reason why I love the second one so much is because that's what made me a John Goodman fan.
The second one? But how you don't remember that? The longest scene?
I don't remember.
The scene was like 10 minutes.
Towards the end of the movie.
Yeah, they was just getting away and they made the jump and then
I don't remember Crown Vicks though. That's the whole thing.
That's the only kind of car cops was driving in the 90s.
I'm gonna watch it on YouTube after we're done with the show.
Hey, what other kind of car cops were driving in the 90s?
Oh, what are them Fords? Them ugly ass Fords.
In the 90s?
Yeah.
What? A Taurus?
Wasn't it a Taurus?
That was rare. They had the Caprices in the early 90s. And
Caprices,
then
there we go.
Yeah, that's early 90s.
Okay, Caprices.
You got to remember, it's Blues Brothers 2000. This is 98.
Correct.
Oh, Wayne's World. That was the one that was successful.
Okay, so that's the other one that you were missing.
No.
There was one.
Wayne's World, Stewart Saves His Family, MacGruber.
What is Stuart Saves His Family?
That was with the guy who killed himself.
Phil Hartman didn't kill himself. His wife killed him.
No, it wasn't Phil Hartman. Did this guy kill himself?
No, you said the guy that killed himself. I said, no, Phil Hartman didn't kill himself. His wife killed him.
Yeah, no, I don't know. No, this guy didn't kill himself. Okay. Alan Franken. He looked like somebody who killed himself.
That's
Alan Franken and He wore like a Mr. Rogers outfit. Sweater.
Not ringing the bell.
Sure. Yeah, because you don't watch a lot of movies, remember?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, but you like Saturday Night Live.
I did see MacGruber, though.
I never seen none of them shits. Staten Island Summer.
I said MacGruber was a waste of an hour and 30 minutes.
Most of them were Staten Island Summer. That's another one.
Never seen it.
I saw Staten Island Summer. It was all right. It was all right.
But yeah, I think I said this on the show before. Do you know when I was like 14 through 20, I wanted to be on Saturday Night Live so bad?
Why?
Because that was my show, and I was just like, I can do improv. I can write skits.
You think so?
Yeah. That's why I took drama in high school. And like, I used to watch, you know, on YouTube, the audition tapes for certain people. Like, I don't understand how Chris Kattan got on, or Jimmy Fallon.
They were comedians, right?
No, their audition tapes were awful.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy
Morgan's, but they were comedians first, though.
Well, yeah, that's true. Tracy Morgan's audition was horrible.
Some people just get nervous.
What's it called? Chris Rock had a good audition tape.
Mm. For what?
On Saturday Night Live.
Wasn't he already an actor?
No.
No?
He was a comedian, but not an actor.
Oh.
Well, you can say he was an actor because Eddie Murphy put him in Beverly Hills Cop 2 as a valet.
And what else he was in before that?
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
And what else?
Because he was a rib man.
That was supposed to be somebody else, though.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I want to say that was supposed to be Damon. No, or either Marlon or something. I think Marlon was too young. It was something like that.
Gotcha. But yeah, from about 14 to 20, I wanted to be on Saturday Night Live so bad.
Mm. Why you never do no open auditions?
No, we did a tape in drama class and we sent it to 30 Rockefeller. They never gave us a call back.
Send it to 30 Rockefeller to who?
NBC.
No, I'm saying like
address to Lorne Michaels.
Oh, you talking about you just sent it to them? No, I said about why you didn't do no open auditions.
I don't know.
Mm.
But yeah, Miss Matthews, the drama teacher, bless her heart.
Oh, you just wanted to be on Saturday Night Live. You really didn't want to be an actor.
No, I just wanted to be on Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
They never sent the letter back or none of that.
I mean, what are you going to do on Saturday Night Live as a kid?
Remember, Eddie Murphy got his start at 17.
Eddie Murphy was a comedian, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Was he 17?
Yeah, he was. He started Saturday Night Live a week before his 18th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's different, though. He's a whole comedian.
Yeah. But, and me and Miss Matthews swear to God we were going to get that shit.
And what was the audition tape for?
Saturday Night Live.
No, what was it? What did y'all do?
So you had to do a 3-minute improv, and you had to do a character improv.
I can't see you doing an improv.
So, and this is going to sound terrible, but hear me out. Do you know the improv I did was a joke from Comic View?
What?
And I cleaned it up.
What was the joke?
It was about the how black and white people do different radio voices.
Mm.
So I did that. I cleaned it up, and I did an audition for the improvisational piece where you had to do a character.
Mm.
I did a character named Skippy, a guy who, you know, was like a nerd but wanted to be on the block.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, I thought I killed that shit. We never got a letter back. None of that.
Yeah, you're not getting no letter back from no high school student.
Yeah, so we never got a letter back. We never got anything going to my home address or the school. So I was a little heartbroken, but I didn't give up my dream.
What was your dream?
To be on Saturday Night Live.
You say you didn't give it up?
I didn't give it up until I was 20. I had my first child.
Mm.
After that, I was like, yep, this shit's a wrap.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
It's Saturday Night Live, huh?
Word. Yeah. That's my shit.
Yeah, I would have to really see you doing improv to believe it.
I've done stand-up comedy before.
Where at?
And I've, what's it called? Club 99 downtown. Where's that? Downtown, right above the bicycle shop.
And I was, How was your, what you call it? Not the reaction. How was the, you know?
How was the crowd feedback?
Yeah.
It was good. You got to understand, I've mastered comedians like Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, so on and so on. And I know one of the things that, you know, actually gets them warmed up is crowd participation. So you got to do crowd participation. You know, like, ladies, how y'all feeling? Fellas, how you doing? Your dress looks nice, boo-boo, blah, blah, blah. And then you ease into your jokes.
So why you didn't keep up with it?
I got lazy, I'm going to be honest. How many times have you seen me pull anything to full fruition?
Yeah.
Whether it's beat making, my other podcast, anything. I've never followed through with anything in my life other than being a dad. No, you laugh, but I'm being honest. What have you ever seen me complete?
Yeah, that's kind of...
Like, even with the whole mattress store, what happened? Like, I've never, and that's a fault of mine. I get interested in certain things, then I get bored easily. Now, don't get me wrong. I think what it was with the whole comedy thing for me was, you know, it was cool being on set for, you know, like, because they're like, all right, well, you got a 7-minute set. And I feel like anytime I started warming up, they would do the cue for you to get off stage. And I felt like I was just, you know, getting on fire.
Now, it took you that long to warm up?
No, not warm up, but like once you get into the groove of things, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, we've been on the show for almost 12 minutes, correct? Does it seem like it's been 12 minutes because the way everything is free-flowing? Not really.
No, kind of.
I answered for you. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Yeah.
But not really. It's just like, you know, how can I word this? All right, let's just say you got with a girl that you've always wanted to be with, right? And, you know, right when you're getting in the stroke of things, you look at the clock. You've already been in that shit for about 20, 30 minutes.
I ain't got 20, 30 minutes.
This nigga here.
Man. I ain't wasting my time like that.
No, but you get what I'm saying, though, right?
I got a good 15.
All right, yo, so let's just say you think you've been in it for 2 minutes.
You got to be fine with me, too.
And you've already been in for 10, you know what I mean?
As long as I get mine, I'm good.
Right. That's how I felt. It's just like anytime I got in the groove of my jokes, whatever, not because like you can always tell when you rope the crowd in. You know what I mean?
Like I said, I've been in there 30 minutes. Sorry, what?
My bad.
That's a whole workout.
But I could tell I was getting in the groove of things, and they're already signaling me off stage. So I would tell Paul, which was, you know, Club 99 owner, I said, yo, let me get another set at the end. You're like, no, we already got XYZ, 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 XYZ. I said, well, cool. Let me come in on XYZ day and get me a 10-minute slot. And they would never want to do it. So it's just like, you know, when you feel like you're good at something and nobody's giving you that opportunity, and you got to understand, Charleston is very limited when it comes to improv comedy.
Yeah.
Very limited.
They don't really got no comedy clubs or not like that.
Right, so you would have to go to your Charlottes, your Columbias, your Atlantas, your Savannahs, and I just didn't feel like it. I got lazy with it.
I still think about this 30-minute shit. When that pussy Titan Griffin, 30 minutes? No. Shit, hell no.
I've been in some shit for over an hour.
That shit had to be sloppy and loose. Word, I'm telling you. No.
I've been in some shit over an hour, and that's no lie.
But I'm not even going to make the comment.
Go ahead and say it.
You like bigger girls.
I do.
It's a proven fact that this shit gets wetter. Therefore, it might, yeah.
Gotcha,
okay. It's more of a swampy situation going on.
I got you.
Splashing in that shit.
I got you. Like I said, I've been in shit for over 30 minutes. I've been in shit for an hour.
Yeah, over an hour. Yeah, I'd be like, yo, your pussy not working.
And then there's some shit where I'm Minuteman Sam.
Yeah. If I'm some coochie for an hour, her pussy not working. That's just supposed to be gripping and grabbing and getting tighter.
Oh, my God.
Word. I'm telling you. So shit's supposed to be gripping.
I do want to bring up a subject, though.
What's that?
What's up with your boy Diddy?
What's up with it? Everybody knew this shit. Somebody just bringing it out in the open now.
My question is, what took Cassie so long?
Didn't they start that new rule or some shit?
What new rule?
About charging people with sexual stuff?
Yeah, I was talking about it in group chat this morning, and even Ray, shout out to Ray, was just like, yo, there's no statute of limitation to this shit.
It's a 7-year something. I don't know what it is. It's something. I can't remember.
They haven't been together in over 10 years, my G.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is. But
then on top of that, she got married and everything, and that's that.
Yeah, well, you know. So
why now?
Why not?
Somebody online said her publishing checks must be getting thin.
Shit, if you can get money for off a motherfucker, then, you know.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, why not?
But Diddy's been having a bad year.
I mean, yeah.
That man hasn't paid his Illuminati tax.
I don't know what it is. Well, what else went on with Diddy?
So, the whole him being involved in paying Keefy D.
Well, that's Keefy D running his fucking mouth.
So do you think there's any substantial evidence that that's true?
I mean, what kind of substantial evidence is going to be with something like that? It ain't going to be no receipt.
I would say they probably didn't have any receipts. They probably don't have any phone conversations. And
word that's of cash in a bag.
I say word of mouth doesn't even stand up in the court of law.
That's cash in a bag.
But when have we known Keefy D to be a liar?
When have we known anything about Keefy D?
That is true. That is true.
It's the old nigga running his mouth. Sometimes he takes shit serious. Sometimes, you know.
But I think it's just weird that, you know, after Cassie says something, everybody wants to run their mouth. Oh, I know this. I know this.
Well, it opens up a floodgate.
Right.
Like, if you ain't got no money, you can't go against these people. They have you tied up in litigation to where you go extra broke. You want to go to court with Diddy? But once one person does it, it's like it opens floodgates to make everybody's... Damn, I cut out. But I said, like, when you don't got no money, you can't go against these high-profile people.
Right.
They'll tie you up and make you go broker with lawyer fees and litigation. But when one person comes out with it, it gives you the opportunity to add to the story to make everybody's story kind of coincide to make it look true.
Got it.
Because, like, it's no court case, there's no jury, but people sitting around now are listening to these stories. They're already making their own assumptions.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
No, because I was sitting there, like, reading everything. Like, Aubrey O'Day came out. Don Richards came out. What's the guy from B5?
The one of the light skin niggas.
Irrelevant nigga came out.
Mm-hmm. Well, what he said?
Well, he was just like, you know, I've seen where he had Cassie come in a room with two guys and Willie. Willie's his name.
What was he doing in that room? He was like 17.
He said he's seen, you know, Diddy bring Cassie in a room with two guys that look like escorts and they'd be in a room for hours and didn't come out.
Yeah.
But hearing like some of the stories were like, what's his face? Like Young Jock's story, like how they were all hanging out at, I forget whose album release party it was. And a female walks in and Diddy just pulls Cassie and says, you're shaving the side of your head tomorrow. And she did it because he said it.
I mean, that's what you gotta do though. You got these young bitches who came from nothing who want to be around you. You think you got something? You going to be the way I want you to be. Are these presents and this money going to stop?
So, I guess.
That's all that is. Oh, you want this? You want that? Well, straight this out of your head.
Hold on. You just went out. Say it again. Gunner.
Yo.
Oh, you just went out.
I said, like, you know, you what you want him to do at that point. Because really, the Wi-Fi went in and out.
Gotcha. Oh, man. What else was I going to talk about? Okay.
Kiki Palmer?
No, not Kiki Palmer. What's his face? Yeah. Dwayne Martin and Will Smith. What's your take on that? Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I said Dwayne Martin and Will Smith. What's your take on that?
That's probably a lie.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because, wait, whose bodyguard was it? Will Smith's bodyguard that said, you know, you said, this, okay, it was his assistant said that he came in a room and Will was going to town on Dwayne.
I really don't think they would be in a place where they could be easily caught.
That's probably true, too, because Will Smith is Will Smith.
Right.
And, like, they pulled up this interview from Lisa Ray talking about how Will Smith took Dwayne Martin from her and shouldn't... Wait, hold on.
That's how was it? Said.
Wait, what was it that she said? No, Dwayne Martin took her husband from her.
Yeah.
And she'll never forget Dwayne Martin. It's fuck Dwayne Martin all day.
Like, what you talking about? The prime minister?
What prime minister?
She was married to a prime minister.
Prime Minister of what?
Ireland.
I did not know that.
Well, you never knew that?
No.
Look it up. It's like a Prime Minister of Turks and Caicos, maybe.
Okay. I did not know that. Is that the husband she was talking about?
I mean, what other husband she had?
That is true. I don't know. I'm looking it up right now. Okay. I'm talking for the sake of not having any dead air, but let's just say I'm looking it up. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I still think she's beautiful.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, the first lady of, she served as the first lady of Turks and Caicos.
She had no other husband besides that, right?
No, she was married twice. To Tony Martin from 92 to 94. And Michael Mizik.
Yeah, and that was about the time the show was on.
Yeah, the chief prime minister of Turks and Caicos.
Yep.
Yo. This man's net worth is $8.3 billion?
Who?
Michael Mizik.
I mean...
Well, he is a prime minister.
I mean, that don't mean nothing, though. Okay. But Chuck and Keiko's is a big tourist spot.
Oh, he's not even a prime minister no more. But he was when they were married.
Huh?
I said, that's crazy.
What?
Huh?
What's crazy?
That she was married to the prime minister.
I mean, you know, she was fine. What, you want to be married to Lisa Ray at that point when she was younger?
Oh, yeah, I would, yeah.
I had a motherfucker bent up like a vessel.
So his brother is now the prime minister.
Oh. Mm.
Nice. They just keep that shit in the family.
Uh-huh. They probably got a lot of, like, pull, family pull.
No, Mike had to step down because of infidelity.
Oh.
So that's why his brother took over.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. So.
You can say it later. You don't got nothing to say about Keke Palmer?
All right. My whole Keke Palmer situation is going to come off very, very insensitive, but hear me out.
Insensitive towards who?
Women in general.
Mm.
See, women have this, what you said I have with certain people, Stockholm Syndrome, where they befriend their abuser.
Was he always an abuser, though?
Was he always an abuser?
Yeah.
She said that she's been dealing with abuse for over 2 years.
Yeah, that's only 2 years. How long have they been together?
Three?
You know, when that star power started going up.
I actually don't know how long they've been with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But she says she's been dealing with abuse for over 2 years from this guy.
Mm-hmm. He had to stay home and take care of that baby.
You said what?
Say he had to stay home and raise that baby.
But is that a reason to hit her, though?
No, I'm saying, like, you're saying insensitive to her.
No, it's just like, I don't understand why women stay with their abuser.
It depends. Why do men stay with their abuser? Men be getting disrespected and verbally abused the same way, and they stay around.
I've been in a relationship where I've been disrespected and verbally abused, and I can't answer why I stayed.
Mm. Me either. Because I abused back.
Like, you've known me long enough to see I've been in some of these relationships.
I think you like it.
Nobody likes it.
In a certain way. Some people feel like when people be rough with them, that means they love them more. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I can't say I liked it too much. It was just one of those things where we were just living with each other.
Yeah.
We got to the point where I just got I don't know. Like, I guess I sort of sympathize with what women go through, but I can't deal with physical abuse. Nobody has ever physically put their hands on me.
Man, I ain't dealing with the fake mental nuts. And what are you talking about? I don't let people talk to me like that. That's one. Especially like a certain kind of person. No, it's not happening.
Yeah, like, this is a tough subject now.
What?
Like, the whole, I guess I don't get physical abuse. Like, mental abuse is something that you think will go away. The moment I get hit or hit somebody, one of us gotta leave.
Hold on, you say mental abuse is what?
I said, I guess mental abuse you just think will go away somehow, some way.
Why would it?
I don't know.
The person that's doing it, they're doing it because they want to. That's not going to go away.
Well, when I was getting mentally abused, it's just like, well, maybe this person just had a bad day. They're going to change. This is not them.
You think like a woman.
You say that one more time?
You kind of think like a woman.
Damn.
Where?
I don't know how to take that.
Nah, you just said it. Oh, this person is having a bad day. What? Bitch, who the fuck you think you talking to? I don't give a fuck about your day. You brought that shit to the house? Nah. I ain't going for that. And then you gonna bring it to me, but you ain't saying nothing to the people who made you have a bad day? Yeah, okay. You better go sit your raggy ass down.
I mean, you're right. There was no defending this person, and I still find myself defending this person.
Talking about had a bad day. Shit, you home now. Better cut that shit out.
So
that's what I say. Like, some people would have more, you know, patience. I don't have patience for bad things.
What did you? What do you always say? You say you don't reward bad behavior.
Hell no. Like, you come at me wrong one time, I'm gonna start looking at you different.
I was about to say that. I'm gonna say what Two Gun always says is, you got one time to come to me incorrect.
Especially a woman. Like, you know how many? It's more women in the world than men. You ain't no catch. All right, so, you know, and then some people just, I can't explain it. They just don't mind.
No need to try to explain it.
You know. But as far as all that, having a bad day shit, like, nah.
Yeah, I found every excuse in the world for this woman.
Hey, you better smoke a Newport before you come around me with that. All right.
But I want to put my listeners up on game before we go, okay? If you ever, 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 ever want a free meal from Olive Garden, let me tell you how to do it, okay? Just go to their website. You do not have to purchase a meal or anything. Go to the Contact Us section, right? Leave your email, your name, number, so on and so on and so on. And in the box, complain about the service that you never got.
I think you told them this before.
I just did this again recently. But I really did have bad service at Olive Garden with my coworkers.
Okay. But was the waiter or the food?
Both.
What happened?
So the wait staff was very inattentive. Uh-huh. I always say, never let my drink get halfway. No matter how busy the place is or how slow the place is, never let my drink get halfway.
Was it busy?
No. This was one of the after lunch rushes, you know, right before the dinner staff comes in, right before dinner starts, how you had that almost 3 hours of nothing. Just cleaning up the restaurant, right? Restocking shit. So we came in, it's about maybe 2 o'clock, you know, after lunch, right before dinner. Came in, tried to get food, tried to do this, so on and so on. Nobody's attentive. They don't bring bread and shit out to the table, so on and so on.
How about the salad?
They bring one salad out. Now, mind you, there's 5 people. That salad serves, what, 4?
Shit. 3, depending on how much salad you put on your plate.
That's what I said. If that. So, you know, salad's empty. We're waiting on bread. We're waiting on refills. And we understand food has to cook. So when they got the food to the table, everything was lukewarm, if not cold. So, and I'm still asking, hey, can we get a refill? Hey, can we get this? Are you bringing that bread out? So on and so on. Like, we get it. Shit happens. You're helping out in the kitchen. But at least watch your table. Keep an eye on it. So I wrote about the bad service. So, of course, the general manager will write you first. We're sorry. This is not the culture we try to have. The store manager is going to get in touch with you. The store manager, when they get in touch with you, they just give you a gift card. I got a gift card for $100 because I said there was 4 people at the table. And I guess what they do is the average meal is $25 a person. that's free game. Okay. Huh? Say that one more time.
I said you either go 4 times by yourself or once for the date.
Exactly. So, but here's the thing. Even if you got to, call the restaurant, just say, hey, I was there earlier. I was in wait section XYZ by the bathroom. What is the name of my waiter? They're going to give you a name. You could put that name under waiter. So that person might get in trouble. Oh, well.
Did you put a name?
Oh yeah, I remember the guy's name. The guy's name was Ernest.
Oh wow, you really snitching on people?
Nigga, I got a $100 gift card.
Who paid for the meals? Everybody split it or?
Everybody split it, but I said I took responsibility of the meal.
You took responsibility for what?
I took responsibility of the ticket.
Okay. What's the ticket?
Oh, the meal. I took responsibility for everybody's meal.
Why?
No. I said I did. Everybody split it in real life. But when you write to them, that's what you say. You covered the table. Just say, hey, look, you know, I'm trying to impress people for a business meeting. And it was a bad outing for myself and my clientele. Free game right there, people.
Free game.
And you can only do it once every 90 days. Mm-hmm. If you have multiple email accounts.
Yeah, go at it.
Go at it.
And what they do, mail it right to your house?
No, they email it to you.
The gift card?
They email you the gift card. It's a digital gift card.
Okay.
So once you get the digital gift card, you go in the restaurant. You just say, hey, look, I got an e-gift card. They're going to write down the gift card number and the CVV. Ring that shit up. Boom.
So when you going back?
Who knows? It's going to be probably before New Year's.
Yeah, because you like Olive Garden, right?
I fucked with Olive Garden. They got the best damn carbonara you'll ever have.
I doubt it, but yeah.
I like their flipping chicken carbonara. Thank you.
You gonna give them that much credit?
As far as the best, no, the best is what I make. I make the best carbonara, but they have the best fast food carbonara. And yes, don't let anybody fool you. Olive Garden is fast food.
Yeah, it's a fast food restaurant.
Olive Garden is fast food. They put a bunch of shit in the microwave. Okay.
Oh, that shit ain't fresh.
That shit. Fast as fuck. And if you don't believe me, try making carbonara yourself.
Olive Garden.
Did you hear the tape of the Kiki Palmer mama talking to the husband or whatever?
Talking to the boyfriend, yeah.
Yeah, she went off on him.
And I'm just like, damn, this lady's a pastor?
Huh?
And I was like, damn, this lady's a pastor?
Man. Somebody messing with her child.
I do the same thing if somebody was messing with my child like that, so.
Huh. Yeah, that shit gone.
So.
You got to eat Mama Bear. And apparently, Mama Bear don't got no filter.
I'm Papa Bear most of the time.
I mean,
like if anybody messes with my kid,
Papa Bear is totally different.
Yeah, if somebody messes with my kid, all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, I don't think there's such thing as Papa Bear.
What do you mean?
Like, in the wild, the mama comes after you. The papa don't be there.
That's true.
Yeah, Mama Bear and a Daddy Bear is totally different. You're gonna really die if the mama comes at you.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's why I say Mama Bear. That shit is a whole different. Yeah, they not playing. You might have not even tried to do nothing to the cub. You was just around it too, like, you know what I mean? They're coming out of nowhere. Very, very protective.
Have you ever been to Tennessee and seen actual bears?
Where at?
In Tennessee. Or just
where would you see them?
Oh, everywhere in Tennessee. Like, even if you get a cabin, you have to lock your shit up at night.
A cabin?
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm a whole live nigga. I ain't getting no cabin in no Tennessee. I was a child. I'm not doing that shit now.
Nigga.
How many guns you had with you?
Huh?
How many guns you had with you?
None.
Yeah, my point exactly.
All the firearms were at the house.
That's what I'm saying. You know, all another state. I ain't doing no white people shit like that.
Oh my god.
Hell no. So I could get mauled by a mountain lion or a bobcat or a bear?
I mean, I never go out at night.
Shit don't matter. Them niggas be on the daytime. Yeah, no for me on that one. If I do some shit like that, it got to be my home state where I could be, you know what I mean? Very well equipped.
So if we had a guy's retreat, you would not go in a cabin?
No. Who lives in that state? Who got the gun?
No Tennessee. None of it.
Huh?
I said no Vegas, no Tennessee, none of that?
See, I don't get the allure of Vegas, to be honest with you.
How can I explain this? Vegas is just like Chuck E. Cheese for adults.
To do what?
Like, I play slots.
I don't play slots.
That's my shit.
I don't do gambling.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a slot player. And that's what my appeal is.
Mm-hmm.
So not only that, I like the city. I like the atmosphere.
I lived in the big city already.
Huh?
I said I lived in a big city.
So that's why the allure is not there for you.
Yeah.
I get that. To each their own.
Yeah, I would more want to go somewhere calm.
That's why I recommended Tennessee.
I'm not going to stay in no cabin in Tennessee. They got hotels.
They do have hotels.
Yeah.
But the hotels are always more expensive than the cabins for some odd reason.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll pay for it. Like, when it comes to the woods, I mean, yeah, like, if I got what I got, I'm good. But in another state and I don't got nothing, I'm bone dry naked. I got a pocket knife that I bought. Huh?
You can travel with your firearm if you drive.
Yeah, but who doing that drive? That's a waste of a day.
Yeah.
All right, that depends on where you at, where you're driving from.
Oh man. But I guess this is a good place to end the show.
Well, and then you got to make sure that state you allowed to be in that state with your firearm.
You have a concealed weapons license, right?
No, for what?
Oh. Okay.
Nope.
I mean, I get that. So, but ladies and
open carry.
You said open carry?
Yeah, we open carry.
Mm. That's Detroit.
That's a lot of places open carry. South Carolina not open carry?
No. You have to have a concealed weapons license.
But you can open carry.
I don't know.
I think so. And you got to have a concealed weapon to do certain things. I forgot how it worked because I used to have my shit with me. It was in the car, but it was there.
I have a CWP, so I'm good.
You do?
Uh-huh.
But do you take your shit with you?
Every once in a while, for the most part, it stays in the cabinet.
See, if I got a CWP, that shit, I'm gonna have two or three in with me. What good is it gonna do you in the cabinet?
Protects the house,
huh?
It protects the house.
Why, it's gonna get up and shoot somebody by itself?
No,
yeah, you gotta get to it in the cabinet first. What if you upstairs? You know?
No, you got a point.
I got it upstairs. I got it.
You said what? You went out.
You there?
You know?
No, I didn't hear. I didn't hear a word you said.
I said I got upstairs and downstairs. If I, it's.
So you have how many firearms? You have
enough.
That's right. When we did go to your mom's house, we did find what, three?
Yeah. And that was from when I was a child. Imagine as an adult. You gotta protect yourself. You got the right to.
I only have two.
And you keep one in the cabinet, right?
Uh-huh.
Where's the other one?
Yeah, down in the drawer.
You gotta keep that shit close.
I am so sorry.
You so they're both downstairs?
Is it, huh?
They're both downstairs?
Uh-uh.
You gotta keep that shit close. You hear me? You just never know. Huh?
I thought about getting another firearm for Christmas.
But what?
You said what?
I said what? What's the but?
There's no but.
Nah.
I just don't want to buy gifts for myself.
Is that a gift?
You can consider it a gift.
Huh?
I said I can consider it a gift. If I'm buying it for me, I'm buying it for me. That's a gift to me.
Is somebody else not getting a gift? Could you buy one for yourself?
No.
So what's the problem?
I mean, there is no problem.
Yeah. You can't have a Christmas too? Are you going to get gifts?
Probably not. I never do anyway.
All right then. So why you can't buy a gift for yourself?
I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
Yeah. You got to love yourself first.
Yeah, I mean, the last several Christmas, how many gifts have I got?
I don't even know.
Think about it. Okay, then. But I'm going to go ahead and end the show, man. I got to get a shower. I got to be up in a few hours.
All right, then.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony, and we are the Troublemakers. Closing statement, my guy?
Nah, that is what it is.
Don't be a ditty.
But don't be no hater. That type of shit.
Word.
Stop making up shit in your own mind and trying to put it into the world.
Word.
And to the person who asked if me and you fell off.
You know who you are.
Right, that was the weirdest question.
You know who you are.
Like, how could we fall off when we're doing a show together? Why would we do a show together if we fell off?
Right, and like I said, even when we don't agree with each other, we always have a conversation. It's just like where you always say, you know, I don't have to agree with you and you don't have to agree with me.
Why should you?
We always get our point across. There's never no bad blood. You never hear any bad blood in between us throughout the show, ever.
People just want to know that because they don't like me.
And like I said, if you have a problem with Two Gun, address that with him.
Right.
Don't, you know, how many people came to your inbox said they had a problem with you?
Nobody.
Then they're irrelevant.
Yeah.
And there are some people that's just like, and you know, there's some people that's just like, you know, oh, well, I don't like Two Gun talking about this. I don't like Two Gun talking about that. I address it with him, and you know what Two Gun says?
I don't care. Like, people think I'd be making shit up. This should be actual facts.
Yeah.
People will stand on somebody else's stereotype, but get mad when you talk about their truth. That makes sense?
Yeah. No, it makes a lot of sense.
Nobody ever has a problem when you make jokes about something that's not true, but people think it is.
And my whole thing is, like I said, if you have a problem with Gunner, you know what Gunner's Instagram is.
Tell it to him again.
At Two Gun Tony. Wait, at Two Gun underscore Tony. Oh, shit, hold on.
Two underscore.
Wait, yeah, that's what I was saying. 2_gun_Tony.
All right.
Like, if you got a problem with him, address it with him. Don't sit there and cause a, you know, internal rift between us.
Because that's what it looked like it was trying to do.
I've been friends with this man for over 20 plus years. There has never been a problem where we haven't been able to talk shit out.
And I've always been the same.
So, and the thing about it is, 2Gun stands on principle. If he doesn't like something I said, and when I address it, he goes, nah, you're being a bitch. No, seriously, how many times have that happened?
I don't know if I use that word.
No, there's sometimes you say, like, you know, that's some bitch shit. Like, what you're doing is some bitch shit. You've said it before.
You make it sound bad now.
No, I'm not trying to make you sound bad. But what I'm saying is, you hold no punches.
Yeah.
If you feel like I'm doing some bitch shit, guess what? You're going to call me out on it. I would much rather somebody call me out on it instead of acting fake in my face.
Oh, that's what you're supposed to do.
You know what I mean?
That's a lot of yes mans, and you know, some people just have. If you're scared to tell people that you fuck with what it is, then like, what's the point of you being around?
And how many times have I told you I appreciate you for being honest?
Right.
Yeah, it's just like, if you think I'm acting bitch like, tell me about it.
Like, only a fake friend is not going to tell you the truth.
Right. If you don't like some of the shit I do, tell me about it.
Right.
And that's what 2Gun does. 2Gun holds no fucking punches. 2Gun says, you know, if he's fallen out with family before, he doesn't give a fuck.
Right.
Because he said what he said, and he stands on it. Those are the people you need in your circle. So if you think me and this man fell out, you would know it.
And I don't get where it came from.
Like, you cannot get vocal inflections from a show.
Right.
Like, if me and 2Gun didn't fuck with each other, he wouldn't be on the show. I wouldn't be on the show. We wouldn't be on the show together.
Why would I waste my time to be on a show with somebody I don't fuck with? For free.
Exactly.
For free.
And then on top of that, there's been people that he doesn't fuck with that's been on the show, and guess what? He stands on principle. He will either be silent towards that guest, or he would have no input.
Right.
Trust me, you would know if 2Gun doesn't like somebody. And I'm not saying that to make you sound mean or anything.
Nah, but you know, if I didn't invite the guest, I'm not going, you know, I'm going to just be quiet.
So, but yeah, like, to the person who asked that question, you know who you are, and I know you listen to the show. We're good. I said, you know, that's my little bro. Even though we're the same age. That's little bro right there. Like, that's family. I said this before on the show. And the reason why I call this man my brother is because that's a privilege. God has given me blood-born brothers. If I call you a brother, that's a major thing. This man's, you know, I've been to this man's mom's house. I've known this guy for over 20 years. This is family.
Mm-hmm.
We stand on family.
Maybe it's just because we had time in between shows.
Yeah, I mean, and
but that happens all the time.
I'm about to say, if we have time in between shows, you got to understand when we did, well, the first 4 years, we took a summer break.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do a show from like May to what, July?
Mm-hmm.
We took weeks off. There are certain times where I'm in the hospital, we didn't get a show done.
And again, even if it is a break in between time, it's two other people who could be on the show. What would just me and them follow have to do with the show?
Exactly. There's been times where Red hasn't been on the show, where Yoga hasn't been on the show. Do you ask, hey, do y'all guys got bad blood? Fuck no, we're all family. Ray hasn't been on a show in ages. Do you think we don't fuck with him? No, that's family.
Ray missed the football coach of the year.
Yeah. You know, X-Jack, there are times where he hasn't been on the show in a while. Guess what? That's family. Rajon, that's family. Ryan, that's family.
Oh, Ryan. Rated R.
The Rated R experience. That's family. You got to understand. Just because you don't hear these people or you don't see them enough doesn't mean we don't fuck with these people.
What's up with Ryan?
Oh, I told you, me and Ryan, we talk every day.
Oh, that's what's up.
So, but like, you got to understand, just because he hasn't been on a show in X and Y Z amount of time or missed a few episodes doesn't mean we don't fuck with each other.
Mm-hmm.
This is somebody I talk to damn near every day. Even days where I can't answer the phone or I can't answer text messages, we always get back with each other.
Did I miss any shows? I don't even think I missed any. Maybe no, one.
You missed one when you were in the hospital.
Yeah.
But we had to get a show done because we didn't do a show in weeks.
Yeah.
But like I said, just because you don't hear him on a show does not mean that we don't fuck with each other. If there was ever a problem with Two Gun and I, we're going to discuss that behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, there's been times where we've had to have uncomfortable conversations. That's what happens when you have people you fuck with. There's been times where, you know, I've had people sit there and just say, hey, look, what he talks about or his subject nature on the show, I don't agree with. When I bring it up to him, the thing about it is I'm not bringing it up into him in a demeaning manner like, yo, you got to change this. I said, this is what they said. And you know what Gunner says? Okay, good. They're listening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Are we all supposed to agree on the same shit?
Fuck no. We've had verbal spars on the show. And then after that, we just text each other just like, good show. Because, you know, like, it's going to be a boring show if, like, it was like Oprah and Dr. Phil where they agreed with everything each other had to say. What makes this show, is all four of us have our own ideologies. We all don't like the same things, and they're things that bring us together.
Everybody's different.
Like, you look at the dynamic between Cam and Mace.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're one and the same, but two different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they bring OJ Simpson on. No, those are my favorite episodes, believe it or not.
Just OJ being on anything is a trip.
So when they bring OJ on, great personalities. You look at the Up in Smoke podcast, Matt Barnes and Steve Jackson. Two different personalities, but the same. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's Gunner and I.
Oh, just say, yeah, I used to listen to a lot of those girls from the Bay Area.
So, like, you got to understand. And then on top of that, we've been doing this longer than they have.
Mm-hmm.
They just have the name.
Well, you know, they're famous.
Right.
They get a little bit more recognition.
So to ask if me and this man aren't good is weird.
Yeah, very weird.
You've never seen me diss this man in public. You never seen me slam this man over his opinions or anything because I honor that shit. Again, how many times, Two Gun, have I said the reason why we work so well as a podcast is because we're two different opinions?
Mm-hmm. That's the way it's and supposed to be.
And then bringing Red on, which Red is more so of the neutral behavior, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you and Mikey are both wild cards.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever listen back to any of these episodes, I swear to God, I laugh my ass off because I hear things that I didn't catch the first time from Two Gun. Two Gun has the gift of improvisation. Like, says how he feels. And then on top of that, Yoga. Oh my God. Like, when Yoga and Gunner are on the same show, it's fucking entertaining.
Fucking Yoga.
And like, Red offers the balance that we need.
Yeah, Red is the soapbox preacher.
Yeah, so don't ask if we're good. Because we always are. Because you know why? We got something that everybody else don't got. We got family.
All right, Vin Diesel.
Oh, fuck you.
You know why we're gonna win?
Because we're family.
Family always wins.
Like, this man and I went from Sidney Charles jewelry to rocking real shit.
Oh, I never wore that shit, though.
I wore the Sidney Charles shit.
Yeah, I got that shit, and I was so disappointed. So disappointed.
Well, here's the thing.
I wore a ring. It was like, what's the Ron's ring?
I had a iced out replica Rolex from Sydney Charles, right?
Uh-huh.
That shit looks so good. And then I let Eddie Francis borrow it, and that nigga never gave that shit back.
Eddie Francis. What's up with him?
He is doing well. He has his own construction business.
Mm-hmm.
And he sells shoes on the side.
Okay.
Word. One of my shoe men.
Uh-huh.
I said, one of my shoe men.
That's what's up.
Word.
Sydney Charles, the Training Day special.
Yeah, that's all Denzel Warren Training Day.
Word.
But I guess that's good for a closing statement.
That's pretty much it.
So, Gunner's good. I'm good. No problems. And if there was a problem, y'all would never know about it.
Somebody's going to text you and I'm like, I didn't mean it like that.
She knows who she is.
Well, not tonight, but at some point.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's going to listen to the show and hit me up by Monday like, listen, I didn't mean it like that. You didn't have to tell him like that. You didn't have to tell him it was me. Yeah, I did.
Well, I might not know who it is.
Right.
Well, so. I felt like Rick James to the person.
To the person who asked who said they didn't know who I was. I'm Rick James, bitch.
That's what I said. Word. I don't know you.
But other than that, thank you, listeners. Thank you for letting us get on our soapbox for the last 15 minutes. We appreciate y'all.
Shout out to Kiki Palma Mama for being a mama bear.
Word. Shout out to Cassie, I guess.
Yeah. She need a little paper. I'm sure I'll let her this too. Everybody always be talking about this nigga. 50 Cent be talking about this nigga weird.
What else? Shout out to Andre 3000 for releasing spa music today.
Shout out to black people who go out to cabins in the woods with no pistol and survive.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I've done that 3 times already, by G.
I'm not doing it. You be having somebody you could throw to the bear, though.
I do.
Man.
I do.
Sorry. Survival of the fittest, bitch.
I was running and they fell.
Yeah.
But like I said, if we ever take a trip to Tennessee, which I think that's what Ronaldo was planning for the next guy trip to be, we'll pick you up from the hotel.
Word.
Word. But other than that, God bless and good night.
Peace.